Long Live the Elf Queen. The Elf Queen, Book 2. Written by J.M. Curl. Narrated by Bridget and Jake Bordeaux. Chapter 1. Rain pelted the stone tower, drumming the rooftop like tiny fairy feet dancing overhead. The aroma of drenched earth drifted inside the window, fresh and wild. Leala loved that smell. It used to fill her with peace and calm. But not that, nor the beauty of the moon's pale light breaking through the dark clouds could penetrate the pain anymore. The smile it used to draw was stolen by a dragon's hand shoved through the body of her lover. She rubbed her aching temples, then picked up her only comfort, a dirty cerulean pillow. It smelled like ages of dust, but she held it against her middle, hugging it for warmth. She ignored the straw poking through the scratchy, hole-ridden sheet beneath her. The irritation of it was a reminder that she was still alive.
Come to me. I need you.
Thane, she whimpered as that deep, soothing voice echoed in her mind again. Was it possible to hear him with their mate bond stolen and erased? Or was her own mind playing cruel tricks? She didn't know, but it only prodded at the pain throbbing in her chest.
Come to me, please.
I can't, she whimpered, letting her face fall onto the pillow. Her teeth chattered with the chilly breeze and the spray of icy droplets hitting her skin through the single open window, dampened her clothes. The circular gray stone room became a prison, the miserable color as depressing as the autumn rains. The only ways out were the window with a 70-foot drop and the solid door, always locked from the outside, always. Remember the colorful blossoms of summer on the darkest days of winter. Remember the smells of lavender and citrus and sweet smiles, for they will get you through that endless night. Leala whispered to herself. Aunt Evelyn would say that whenever the hard days threatened to win. She didn't understand what it meant as a child, especially since Briar Hollow didn't have long or dark winters. But she wholly understood it now. This was an endless nightmare, one she desperately wanted to wake up from. Tears slipped out of her dry eyes and over-chapped lips. She was surprised she had any tears left. How many days had it been? One sunrise melted into the next. Days and weeks became a blur. How much time had passed since Thane sent that note? I'm coming for you, Leia. How many days had she gone without food or water? Was it weeks now? She couldn't remember.
I need you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?